Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
So you wrote beautifully in your book that Ian's disability really helps you to understand a more Christ-like love. Can you talk more about that?
Sure. I think in a lot of ways, I know I get to experience God in just a different way than if Ian were healthy. And I mean, one of the most poignant examples to me of getting to see Christ more in our marriage because of Ian's disability is my understanding of forgiveness. Ian struggles with his short-term memory. And so if there's a conflict of some sort, Ian literally in half an hour is not going to remember it. And so he's, in a way, forced to hold no record of wrong. And he offers me forgiveness, and I know that he's not going to be able to recall that. And even though that can be discouraging sometimes, you know, I'd love to have a husband with a functioning short-term memory. On the other hand, it's taught me so much about forgiveness because that's what I'm to do. I'm to forget, and I'm to offer forgiveness and hold no record of wrong and erase the memory of it because Jesus died for me and erased my sins. And so I get to experience that and see that in a much different way than if Ian were totally healthy. And so I think because of his disability, I'm just able to see God in our marriage in much different ways than if he had full health.
So there have to be days when you're frustrated or struggling or like all of us have. Where do you go at that point? Are there particular portions of scripture that you go to, or what happens?
You know, it's a variety, probably depending on how tired I am as well. Ian is the most encouraging person. And when I'm struggling, it's so helpful to talk it through with him because he keeps me grounded and he points me back to, he says to me so often, Larissa, we know God is faithful and God is good to us and he's sovereign. And even those, you know, foundational truths, they just reset me and they reset my gaze. And, you know, the Psalms are very helpful because they're overflowing with honesty and comfort. And, you know, the Psalms were so instrumental even through the very intense moments of Ian's injury in the first couple of months after. And so they continue to be a comfort for me.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.